Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Monday, January 2nd, 2023. And this is episode 271 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And the episode today is another Coffee with Brian, just a daily morning chat. But it's the first daily chat of the year. It is 2023. I hope you had a good New Year's over the weekend. Well, New Year's as it's told to us, I guess. I went down a rabbit hole. It might have been New Year's Eve or possibly Friday night as I was falling asleep. I was dicking around on TikTok and went down a rabbit hole about what the actual New Year is. And if we followed the Earth and it was interesting. It was a nice way to relax and kind of kick back and fall off to sleep dreaming about some weird stuff like that. But I kind of make sense. I shouldn't say it's too weird, but just a different line of thinking to go down and make you ponder things, make you question things. And that's kind of what I'm all about, wondering why everything is set up the way it is and if it's the right setup for me. So did that and then rolled into the new year. Spent the weekend with Corey and did some planning, did some celebrating, I guess, closing out the year. But got some planning, got some things in line, and decided kind of what we're going to do going into the new year as far as our content creation and our time that we're working on things together and relaxing and stuff like that. Hey, good morning, Norman. How are you doing? Why don't you lay down? Yeah. Sorry, I had one staring at me this morning. He was intensely looking at me, panting, and I really couldn't concentrate on what I was talking about. So, I don't know. Had to deal with him a little bit. Looks like he's going to lay down. He might be upset because there's stuff. Stuff in his way. Norman takes precedent over most things in our lives because when Norman wants to be somewhere or Norman wants to do something, he just kind of does it. One little example is he likes to lay where my feet go under this table. Out of every place in the whole camper, Norman likes to lay right where my feet go. So he has to go in a specific way. He has to get into his spot a specific way. And so he'll come and walk towards us or walk towards me and then try to get in between my chair and the table leg. Well, if he doesn't fit, he just either tries to push his way in. Oh, here he comes. Do you guys want to watch this? I don't know. I don't think I could get it on video, but I have to move here for a second. Otherwise, Norman will not stop standing and obsessing. Here he goes. Nope, didn't move quite enough. There, see? Nope, here you go. There you go. Now, if you're on the audio and you really want to see what it feels like when a dog lays down and a St. Bernard lays down in the camper slide, you can forward to 4 minutes in this video or just before 4 minutes. And when he plops down, you'll see the camera just bounce up and down. So, playing BS says he just loves you so much. And that's what Corey tells me constantly. That's what Corey tells me every time I get upset about it. Every time I'm like, all I'm trying to do is work on the computer. Why do I have to move? And then he lays down where my feet is and I have to put my feet over him. So Norman was a little upset this morning. Now everything's calm. I swear he was panting like crazy since he's come inside from his morning walk this morning. And I figured out what it was. I was checking his water. There's fans. There's like, it is warm and sticky in here this morning. So I was like, okay. But he was the only one panting. Now he laid down. Now he put his head. He knows I'm talking about him, so he's paying attention. But as soon as he got under there and plopped his ass down, he just stopped panting. So, but anyway, this morning I had intentions of just kind of laying out all my goals, but I had a bunch of stuff happen this morning. Had a bunch of stuff happen weekend, and then my computer crashed this morning, so all my notes were gone. I do have a small list of my goals that I can touch on, some of the major ones that Corey and I were discussing and I was doing for my podcast and kind of my line of stuff, and then our social media, I'm kind of rolling into that manager position of it all, and Corey is going to be making content. I kind of be distributing it, so volume and things like that, and goals I was kind of setting out there for that. I did do some brainstorming last night on some more before I went to bed while I was uploading some videos, but like I said, all my my shit crashed and didn't autosave. Fantastic. It was sounding kind of slow and whiny last night, so I'm not surprised. I got to do some just routine cleanup and shit on it and let it set. Today I'm taking off to go help Josh, so I might do that and shut it down and let it just rest for a while, because I use it every day, all day. I use it pretty hard, so I can see why it doesn't want to work that well. But anyway, I'm going to talk about SD card adventure, taking out the drone some more, and what we did that with that yesterday. I put up a video, made up a new video. Some of the goals that we did. I got a good update on my dad. Got to talk to him a little bit this weekend, and yeah, we celebrated the New Year. So, oh. And why don't we go right into the first topic, is that fold reward. Oh, man. All right, Josh, I'm going to grab comments here. Renegade Butcher says, it's like the scene from Jurassic Park with a T-Rex walking, but with coffee instead of water on the dash. Yeah. It's kind of like that. Oh, anyway, fold, man. I saw Josh had a nice New Year's spin there the other day. Spinned for his reward on his purchase and ended up with 10,000 sats, I think, off of one purchase. Not bad. It's a nice spin. Or was that your daily reward? Oh, anyway, fold. Once a month, I've dedicated to withdrawing my fold rewards. I just let them stack up. And then on the first, somewhere around there, the end of the beginning of the month, I withdraw everything that's available. When you use Fold and you're accumulating rewards, it has a 30-day delay. I imagine it is to avoid chargebacks and things like that. So it just holds any rewards for 30 days. Hey, good morning, Chicken Hawk. How's it going? It says best spend last year was 100,000 sats. Nice. Yeah. I think my biggest reward on any purchase all time was 127,000 sats. And I was like, holy shit. I mean, it's not significant at this point, but as the price goes up. But anyway, so it came yesterday, was the first, over the weekend, 31st, I grabbed my old burner phone. I loaded her all up. I charged it. Every month I have to charge it because it won't hold the charge for a month, even if I shut it off. So I topped off the charge. I grabbed that wallet address and I transferred it another $100 over, actually. It was close enough to 100 to call it 100, but another $100 transferred out in Bitcoin that I wouldn't have gotten if I didn't start using Fold. And it was free. It was like really literally was free. I'm just buying the things that I was buying anyway. I just take the extra step of transferring the money to the Fold card. So oh, Josh says the 10K was on a tank of gas. So he filled up his gas tank, which he had to do anyway to go where he was going. He used his Fold card instead of his U.S. bank card or his Bank of America or his whatever card. And he ended up with 10,000 sats coming back. Bitcoin for putting your gas in your truck. I shouldn't say truck with Josh. Putting gas in your Easter egg. If you're not using Fold, if you haven't got it, you haven't checked it out, you haven't signed up, I highly encourage you do. I have a link down in the video description every day that says, if you don't hate money, sign up for Fold and start using it. I got Corey, my most set in her ways She needs things the way she needs it to be. Let's just put it that way. Love her to death. It is one of her endearing qualities that she is steady as a rock. But getting that rock to move, getting that rock to change is, I have my work cut out. It keeps me on my toes. Let's say that. But I will say that in our mail for delivery that we got the other day, there was a fold card for Corey. Corey signed up. Corey's willing to see the value in it. And as we build our budget going into our new budget with the reset, with changing and going on this journey, she's willing to work with it and try to figure it out, because I think she sees the value in it. She understands that, hey, we're using our bank card. Why don't we use this other card and earn something back on it? And what a better thing to earn back than Bitcoin. So I don't know. Check that out. I was excited to do another $100. Like, I spent the $100 for the Spin Plus on my card. I have to do some back of the napkin math for Corey's and see what we can put on there. If we can put like a monthly payment that we have to make, Verizon bill, something like that, if we can put that on it, and I can just do the quick back of the napkin math and make sure that it's worth the $100 to have the two. Spin Plus is fantastic also, but you don't need to do that. It just helps. It helps you accumulate those rewards. And if you make up more than you spend, are you really spending anything? It's just fronting it, I guess. But that's fold card. Another $100 in the can, in the basket over there in that wallet. I'm not touching and just letting it accumulate for a few years now and see what happens. So, I remember Chicken Hawk talked about the maximizing that he does with his Kroger gift cards and fuel points and all of that. And now he gets, now he's getting gift cards or Bitcoin for buying the gift cards with Fold. And so he's stacking on stacking, man. Yeah. He says Verizon's a no-go. You can't pay Verizon with a debit card. Can you pay direct? Can you do an auto payment with the bank routing number and just using it as a bank account? Have you tried that? Huh. Interesting. Anyway, well, I got to find whatever bills I can. We're trying not to have as many bills as we can, but grocery budget, gas, like that, we can always roll into that. I'm guessing old Elon would probably let you pay with a debit card. I don't know. I've checked that out for sure. That's a pretty consistent, steady payment every month that we need. But anyway, I did that. I also lost my mind yesterday. Absolutely lost my mind for a significant time. I'm still kind of peeking around. Corey is too. It was bad. Corey and I went out and did a little test flying with a drone, getting some stock footage of her barefoot walking. And did a bunch of stuff, flying around, getting some different shots. I was, taking some different things. I had, SD card in it, a nice big 256 gig SD card. One of the ones that like I had asked for Christmas. I got it for Christmas. And then I flew it around. I had the card from when I was over with Josh's. We were processing that large wild pig that came in. And so we fly around and I set it outside. I set the drone outside. We're going to come in. We're going to look at the video. We're going to hang out, have some lunch. And I grab the SD card, micro SD card at that. I bring it in. I set it on the desk. I do some stuff. I move around. I come back and the SD card's gone. It's fucking gone. Like, no shit. I looked for, must have been 4 hours off and on, like steady for an hour at least. And then just tearing my brains out trying to find this card. I don't know if it stuck to my arm or that one of the dogs swiped it. We put up a short on our baby Walter stuff that I was wondering if they dragged their jowls across the table and it stuck in his mouth. We examined the dog's mouth. We're like looking in their fur, see if it dropped off the table on them. Like we picked up everything, went through everything Yeah. I was coming up with things that were so improbable that would have happened that I was checking to see what happened. Like, I was literally losing my mind. And finally, I just had to give up and say, yeah, that shit's going to be lost unless I just happen to randomly find it, and then it'll be a score. Oh, man. It's I don't know if you've ever done that. I don't know if you've ever set something down. Like, not set something down and, like, 3 days later, like, where did I put that? Or, you know, you set your keys down when you get home, and 3 or 4 hours later, you go to look for them. Like, literally, Josh says it's between the patch and the Velcro on my hat. Like, no shit. It like, literally, I would have considered doing that if I thought about it yesterday. But I don't know, man. I don't know. Have you ever? But not like any time lapse. Like, literally set something on the table in front of you, like next to your coffee cup. You get up to go grab a paper towel off the counter. You come back and it's gone. Like, it's literally fucking gone, and there's nowhere that it could have gone. Like, there wasn't a big tornado that came through here while I was up grabbing something off the counter. There wasn't, like, a huge monsoon that could have blown it off or washed it away. The camper didn't flood. There was no, like, supernatural activity that I can pin down. It's just gone. I don't know. If you can't tell, it's still bothering me just a little bit. Oh, so item of the week, the day, I don't know what I'm doing as far as affiliate kind of item promotion or anything, but this is something that I've used, and I'm going to be buying more of them. They're like $40, 30, $40. 256 gigabyte micro SD card, 4K camera pro, the A2 V30 versions. It's great for drone, GoPro, smartphone. It's high speed. One of the other ones I grabbed, I threw it in my drone. It wasn't high speed enough. It worked kind of, but man, these Gigastone 256 gigabytes, I really like them. They're affordable, and they work until they disappear. But I don't think that's the SD card's fault. I don't think it's the SD's card fault that it moved away, but there is a link for that down in the video description, in the show notes, all of that. And yeah, Hawkins says it's the gnomes, it's always the fucking gnomes. Yes. Or Josh also said the ants might have stole it. Those motherfucking ants, they thought that I reinitiated the battle against them with the 4 inches of rain that we got, and now they're stealing. God damn it. Goddamn ants. This is going to be the end. This is going to be the end of me, is the ants. The ants. The ants stole. Josh said, oh, Hawkins said it's the gnomes. And Josh said, don't throw Corey under the bus like that, Hawkins. I bet I'll have a message or two for you today, Josh, when I show up for work. I guess Corey might have a message for you for me to relay. I promise it won't be coming directly from me. Oh, but yeah, incensed, like crawling around on the floor, looking in crevices and cracks and things that aren't even big enough for the SD card to literally go into. I am trying to make sure it didn't somehow shrink or get thinner and slide into these spots. I don't know. Taking apart bags of things like storage bags of components for the GoPro. I didn't even have it open in the time the SD card was in here. I hadn't opened it, hadn't gone through it. I literally opened it, took everything out. Maybe somehow it got in there. Like, oh. Josh says he loves you. Hey, Josh, you got the, I know what that means. Good luck. She might be coming to work with me today. Oh, dude, we checked the bottom of every fucking mug, bottle, every. yeah. I was picking them up, looking under them, and then I was picking them up in the air and looking to make sure they didn't stick to the bottom of it. I don't know. I'm guessing I leaned my arm on it. It stuck to my arm and it was so light and it was sticky and humid here. I'm guessing it stuck to my arm and I didn't feel it and probably walked outside or who the fuck knows. I don't know. I have a feeling it's gone, but who knows? We will be doing deep dive cleans in here in the next few weeks because we booked through February. We've made the call that we're going to hang out till February 1st. And then likely move on, either more around Texas. We're not really sure. We have to play the weather at this time of year. We don't want to be driving ourselves into something that just makes it harder to deal with. But I think we're going to pull out of here the 1st of February. 1st of February or maybe that following weekend, like the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So I'm not sure. We'll see. Corey has the availability to have some time off. She has I actually considered asking the AI actually. She has some built-up PTO that she kind of saves and uses as she needs if we want to do a little traveling on a day she's supposed to be working or things like that. So we might do that in the middle of the week. We might hang out till the weekend. We're gonna get pulled out of our stuck spot that we've been here for it'll end up being almost 3 months that we just kind of landed here, dug in and left it because it was level. We're going to have landowner probably a week or so before pull us up to another level campsite where it's drier and harder and be able to do some maintenance. I got a tire that I got to make sure I look at before we hit the road consistently. We want to do all our preventative maintenance, get shit looked at in the truck, get oil changed and all that. So probably have that for a week or so in another location. We really like it down here. It's nice and isolated, but I think it's just going to be easier to do that stuff at the other campsite. So do that and then either roll out there. Like I said, the first, we are booked and paid through the 31st. Is there 31 days? 31 days in January through the 31st and then move on. Yeah, that is kind of what our plans are there, and that's all taken care of. Talk to the landowner, and we had to do that before the first. New Year's, Corey and I hung out, had a nice weekend together, kind of brainstormed kind of what we wanted to do. I kind of talked last week that I came up with a word. I didn't come up with it. It kind of came up with itself. A word of the year. I hear everybody doing it. Everybody. Oh, I'm going to do my word of the year. And man, if that's for you, it's for you. Resolutions, whatever you want to do. It usually isn't my deal. I usually think about it and then I'm like, whatever. I happen to be sitting here thinking, and I can't remember what I was listening to or what I was doing. It was right before bed. And, it just kind of all came into it. It just came out. It kind of chose itself, stuck in my head, and I was still thinking about it in the morning. So I went with focus. I have the paths that we want to work on this year, and I'm just going to focus on them. That's all there is. Focus on what the goal is. Focus on the prize. Don't get distracted by other things. And so that's 2023. It's starting out. I mean, I focused on trying to find that SD card. It didn't work for me, but I really would have focused on not losing it if I knew that was the problem. But anyway, with that in mind, I did make some goals over the weekend. Most of the social media goals and things like that ended up on my whiteboard as I was working on them. And so I didn't lose them last night when my computer crashed. And I don't know why. But it didn't auto save my updates on my show notes. Like, it was really weird. I always hit save. I have it in auto save mode. And when I started my computer again this morning, it was like 20 days behind or something. So I don't know if that's the last time it was recovered, how that worked. But I'm sure I could try to recover the older version or try to dig it up in my computer. And I didn't have time this morning because I was fixing everything else from the whole computer crash. So anyway, I do have some of our goals that I kind of go into right now for a little bit before we wrap up today. Before we do that, got a little update on my dad. He's doing well. He had a rough go of it. He has some the ICU dementia, not dementia, paranoia. I don't know. Is that the word? What is the word? Psychosis. I don't know. He was messed the fuck up in the ICU just from the constant not sleeping noise. It's a thing. It's a thing. He didn't really know what was going on or who he was or where he was at for a while. It's scary. It's scary for sure after coming out of amnesia, but he has been moved to a step down unit and getting better, kind of getting his wits about him, getting in normal sleep cycles, but he's doing well health wise. Heart's doing great. Surgery went great and he's healthy. Healthier, and they fixed what they wanted to, so he is likely headed to back to his hometown, not his hometown, where they live. And there's a VA there. He's going to transfer down to a rehab unit at the VA. So that's exciting. That's exciting. On Tuesday, he'll be going down there, and that should help speed his recovery and take a little pressure off my mom from having to stay out of town 2 hours away, and my sister for traveling for 3 hours to go see him when she can. So I appreciate all that. I appreciate my sister and yeah, everything. So good news. He's doing well. Pretty much out of the woods, I would say. The fact that they're going to transfer him to rehab to end up going home is a very good sign. So update on dad, doing well. Thanks for all the people that asked about him and how he was doing. I appreciate that. And the concern, he's doing well. So into the goals for 2023. So 2022 ended up with, I think I had, 270 podcast episodes in 2022. I started the podcast on the 10th of January. So if I had gotten my ass around and started it 10 days earlier, this would be a lot easier to quantify and do. I don't know if I'm going to shift. put tiny cards in something. I lost the SD card in bed once and found it 2 weeks later. Josh says, yeah, you need to put that tiny SD card in something. The sad part is the reason I got up when I lost the card was I was going to grab the adapter. So it was a micro SD card. I needed the adapter to put it in the computer, and that was sitting in the other room. Actually, it was just sitting on the counter on the way to the other room. I've retraced the steps. Yeah. But the ironic part was I was going to grab the thing to put it in that was bigger, both so I could use it, and both that didn't lose it. So, but anyway, started the podcast on January 10th, 2022, 270 episodes going into 2023. I don't know if I want to quantify everything just by the year of the podcast, but by the year of the year, but it's close enough. It's close enough with these numbers. It's not really going to matter. Did 270 episodes. We'll have about 280-ish in the first year. Yesterday and for 2022 at 24,000 downloads. From zero to that, I'm pretty happy. But next year, I want to blow that out of the park. As far as solo episodes, so that's going to include these morning episodes and interview or topic shows Monday and Thursday evenings, any extra shows I pop on or random update, any podcast upload is going to count as an episode as long as I'm doing it. I'm the host, not counting shows. I'm going to be trying to get on some other shows and this and that. But I want to do 350 solo episodes next year, this year in 2023. So this is 349 left. And then I would like to be the guest on 35 shows. So average 3 a month-ish, get out there and spread the word about my show. And between doing 350 episodes of my own and being on another 35 and expanding that network, I want 100,000 downloads this year. Minimum. 100,000. Did 24,000 the first year. I want 100,000 this year. So hopefully next year when I refresh that total downloads for 2020, 2023, it says 124,000 would be fantastic. Would be fantastic. Hey, Paula Culver, how you doing this morning? Glad you joined us. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, for sure, for sure. So, yeah, 100,000 downloads. Will it happen? I don't know. I don't know. I have some plans to grow, and that's audio downloads. That's not including any YouTube video streams or replays or live views or anything like that. That's just straight audio numbers because that's how I can quantify it. As far as the video, it gets tricky. It gets tricky to add up. So I'm just going to quantify that in the YouTube numbers. So that's the podcast. That's a straight podcast, just the audio. Yeah. So quadruple the downloads. And what was that? Just like a bump about 30% on the episodes. So I think I'd be right in that wheelhouse of those numbers. I think I'm going to rock those numbers, or those, I'm close with Fireside Freedom and After Party and Lightning for Liberty and all those other shows that I did this year. I'm probably pushing that number, if not over. I never did go through and add it up because I wasn't on every week of all those shows. So I don't know. It's probably close. I could do the math, but it's insignificant at the moment. Those are just my targets for this year. Hopefully I hit them. Hopefully I hit these all early and I have to make other adjustments. But anyway, let's move on. Consulting business. I'm really going to try to push that. I'm going to try to hone those in and polish them up. I'm going to be doing the crypto, the beginner and intermediate crypto consulting, the homestead project. You know, you're stuck on a project, you don't know which way you want to go, you just want some advice, you want to bounce ideas off someone, that type of thing. Same with small business ideas and ideas like that. Just a whiteboard, a sounding board, and then the HipCamp consulting and property management. I want to pick up at least 12. At least 12. I really didn't know how this is going to go this year. I really want to push it. Hopefully I knock that out really quick, but 12 online clients, at least one session. Actually, it'll be two because I'm going to start giving away a free half an hour just to kind of dial in, see if I can even help people. But at least 12 paid clients, whether that's one session paid or reoccurring. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. And then I would like three in-person property visit clients where I help them either design, do the work for them, or run their HipCamp. I want at least three in the next year. So that's with the consulting side. YouTube, man. I was joking on Tim's 24-hour podcast that I was hoping to hit 1,000. Oh, no, it might have been his goals live stream on Friday night. I'm hoping to hit 1,000 YouTube subscribers in 2023. Pretty lofty goal there. Pretty lofty goal. Now we're at 960 something right now. It's been bouncing around in that 960s yesterday into today. I want to hit 3,000. Three. Taking 8 years, I think, to get to 1,000. Fuck it. Let's do 2,000 this year. How I'm going to do that though is putting a shitload of content out. We've really started messing around with shorts. I really started looking into different ways that what really amps up the subscribers, the watch time, all that. I want to do 1,000 shorts. I want to put 1,000 shorts up onto our YouTube channel this year, and that's going to be a combination of Baby Walter, Ground is Bulls, Lots Project, and Grave Marker, the gravestone account that I have. I got to come up with a better name for that, but it's really hard to change some of the branding once you lock it in on TikTok. So I don't know if I just make it work or figure out something else, but want to do 1,000 shorts, and I also want to do 300 long-form content videos. So yeah, a lot. It's a lot for sure. So the long form, I think, is going to come out mostly once a week for each of the major branches of the Lost Project. So like I said, Grounded Souls, Baby Walter, Grave Marker, and Lost Project, probably going to put out a long format piece of content a week. Also want to start doing more of the review and unboxing videos that I started doing and get better at those, dive in. And so I think with a combination of the 1,000 shorts and the 300 long format videos, I think we can get to that 3,000 subscribers by the end of 2023. We'll see. Got to get to 1,000 first. Got to get to 1,000 first, but we're there. We're on the precipice of that. And hopefully that 1,000, our 1,000 subscriber giveaway, the draw on that helps us catapult and bounce right into a huge year for the YouTube channel. So that's kind of the goal there. I was looking at a couple other things here on my whiteboard. I didn't quite get, it was all business related, but TikTok, I want to monetize across the board. I want to be at that level with all our TikTok accounts between Corey and I that we have enough followers and we are bringing in some sort of revenue, whether it be tiny trickle or significant from TikTok, whether that be directly from TikTok through sponsorships, through whatever. And yeah, I'm going to give it a year for each of them. And if at the end of the year, one of those accounts, and it might even be a valuation sooner than that, I'm going to look at it as a whole. So if we have the four accounts or five accounts and one just isn't performing where the other four are taking off, drop that one. I'm willing to cut and run. I'm really willing to experiment this year. But by the end of the year, if TikTok isn't performing and monetizing for one of our streams, I'm going to cut it out. But I want to be there on all of them. So all little streams add up to a big river. And that's the kind of the MO right now. And ebooks. I got a goal. I put my first one out at a while back, a couple months ago. Actually, I finally listed it on Amazon. I came up with a new project that I'm working on this beginning of the year to do with coffee. But I would like to get an ebook in there with that, and also a paperback out of it is the end goal. But have the book come out, and then I want to end up with two out this year. So the one that I'm currently building, putting together, and that whole project, and then wrap that up and move on to another. I don't know what it is yet, but goal of two books this year. I've had some brainstorming on that too, and that might not be as difficult as I think at this point, coming up with a new idea in a book, because I've already started jotting down some ideas for when the time comes. So two ebooks, and that's the end of my list. It was on the whiteboard. I did have a huge other list going on the computer. I don't want to throw those out there until they're back, and a lot of them were personal goals. I think one of them was for health. Personally, I want to get back on keto and possibly straight into carnivore all the way. I have to give myself time to do that. Do I want to do it tomorrow? Yes, absolutely. Do I understand the benefits of it? Do I understand how I feel when I do it? Yes. Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Do I know that I'll fall off the wagon? And if I do it once and I stop, then I'm just going to be like, fuck it. And it'll take forever for me to get back on. Yeah. So I'm going to try something different this year. I set kind of a rough deadline by... Sugar is my devil. Sugar is my linchpin. So I'm weaning myself off sugar, and I want to be sugar free and consistently not cheating, not having anything by July 1st. And you say, well, holy shit, that's 6 months. Yeah, I hope it's by like February 1st. Like, really do. I just know myself, and it takes me time. I'll go 2 weeks and have a breakdown. I'll go a month, have a breakdown, but I want to be over that hump by July 1st. And then the same with keto and or carnivore by the first of the year. I'm giving myself a year to get my shit figured out and be steadily in that eating lifestyle. And what does that mean? I don't want to cheat. I'm not in that honeymoon phase of the diet where everything's great, or in that phase where you're like, whew, man, I really could go for this. You know what I mean? The cravings are gone. Not completely. I don't think they'll ever completely be gone. But I think a long, long play is the best way for me to do it. And God, like I said, hopefully by April, hopefully by March, whatever. Hopefully it is a lot sooner than that and I can cross it off the list, but I am giving my giving myself some time. And Josh says, hashtag sugar-free in 23. Sugar-free in 23. There we go. There we go. That'll be my daily, one of my daily TikToks that I'll just hashtag that and start building that shit up. But anyway, that's kind of what I got out of the goals. And we're at 40 minutes. So I guess it's good that I lost my list because it was significantly longer than this. I mentioned the fold card and the link down there. Join my spin squad. That GigaStone 256 gigabyte micro SD card that I lost. The links for that are down there too. Check those out. They're a great value at the cost, I think, as far as the speed and the size. I mean, that's as big as my phone. It's as big as my phone, and I get a shitload on my phone. So if you're looking to do stuff with GoPro or content creation, stuff like that, you need micro SD, check those out. Security cameras, things like that, they all take them, and these are good. So check out those links. Let's see. Tonight I got grandma coming on the show. Thesia Ellis of Grandma's Homestead is coming on. I'm going to interview her 6 p.m. Central on Monday night, January 2nd. If you're listening to this in the future, look for that in the under lots to chat about with Thesia Ellis. It should be a good one. I love Thesia. Great, great, great friend. Actually, online and in person, got to meet her at SRF, and it was fantastic. She wants to come on, so we're going to talk. We're going to chat on Monday night live. Thursday night, I got Miles Wakeham coming up, interview that's pre-recorded, and it's a burner, guys, talking about financial freedom. And we go down some rabbit holes I was not expecting when I read his profile and when I was prepping for the interview. It was a nice surprise. You definitely want to catch that out. Check that out. I will be putting that up as a premiere. I'm putting it up as a premiere on Thursday. So hopefully I'll be able to hang around in the comments every time there's one up. If I'm busy, if we're doing something, it's going to go on, and you're welcome to stay and have a conversation with others in the comments. Yeah, it is. I mean, it kind of is what it is, but I'm hoping to be there. But definitely check them out. If you can't listen live, you can always catch the replay on YouTube or on any of the pod catchers. So be sure to check out Thursday nights. They are all booked already through the beginning of February. So you can just set a reminder every Thursday night. The Lots Project podcast will have lots to talk about with a new interesting guest. And then Mondays live when I have a guest, which this week, next week, and a few others are already booked up. If you want to come on and chat, let me know. You can slide in there in the middle of end of February with a pre-record or a live on Monday nights. I got openings on Monday nights sooner than that. So one last comment to check here before we go. Oh, two more comments before we move on. Oh, yeah. Josh started a meeting of the minds question over in his Telegram chat. I can't wait to go check that out. And he says, sounds like my input over there. And then Paula says, power on with all the goals. Definitely doable. Good to catch you live this morning instead of just the audio. Have a great day. We'll definitely try to catch. Hey, thanks, Paula. Thanks for stopping in. I really like it when the audio listeners are able to pop in the morning. I know it's kind of an odd time and schedule, but it just works for me. And hey, coffee with Brian. We just chat in the morning and then do a little more deep dive into those evening shows. So I appreciate everybody hanging out. Let's see. I'm going to have to change this up in 2023. But anyway, we'll hit that question of the day real quick. First, t.me/lotschat, Telegram question of the day in the morning. Every morning I post something over there. Come on over, answer the question, stick around for the conversation that spurs on. Today's question is got to go with those goals and resolutions. What are your biggest goals for 2023? Did you think about them? Do you have none? You're just wandering through life, or did you come up with something good for you to focus on and try to drive towards in 2023? Sugar-free in 23, baby. Head on over to t.me/lotschat. Fill out that question or answer the question I pin up there here after I get the show uploaded. And then hang out with us. It's a great group of people. Yeah, I think all I got right now, let's hit that 1,000 subscriber giveaway. We're under 40 until we hit it. We're exciting. We're going to have that big giveaway. I got a lot of work to do to put it together because, man, people just outpouring of support. So it's not like I'm just throwing up one item we're giving away. Man, I got to coordinate all sorts of stuff. I don't mind. I love it. I love the community. It's fantastic. I'll be reaching out to anybody that decided they were going to donate. I have your list. Hopefully I didn't lose it in my computer crash and have to start over, but I got a pretty good idea who reached out. And if I miss you, I will put a last call out there. I'll definitely let people know that I am wrapping that up and I don't want to miss anybody. But anyway, look out for that. And always, you can find me at thelotsproject.com on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. Hey guys, first show 2023 in the books, 259 solo shows left. And I got to get booking on those 35 guest shows. Have a great Monday. I don't know if you're off of work still or if it's the first one back, but make it count. Enjoy it, and we will talk to you tomorrow.